Elementary school administrators are keeping a close eye on Salt Lake County's air quality this week. New and slightly stricter guidelines from the Utah Department of Health could mean a little less recess time this winter. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
When it comes to bad air, the Utah recess guidelines state clearly when students should stay indoors during recess, and it all comes down to particulate matter levels, or PM2.5. Brittany Guerra of the Utah Asthma Program says schools used to let kids play outside with levels up to 90.
It's now lowered to 55.4, which is right when the red starts.
If the air quality is red or purple, all students stay inside.
But in the past 5 years, we haven't had a lot of days in the red or purple.
Guerra says the new guidelines might mean two or more indoor days compared to an average school year. Not much. But principals like Michael Douglas at Howard Driggs Elementary in Holiday are still prepared. Each morning and night, Douglas checks the Utah Air app on his phone.
Yeah, it's color-coded. It's pretty foolproof. It's color-coded.
Orange days are usually more frequent than red days. And on orange days, the recess guideline says that students with sensitivities like asthma should stay inside. Douglas says his students have been understanding. No tantrums yet. Although he wouldn't wish indoor recess on anyone.
It's not popular with the students, and it's not popular with the teachers. But when it comes to a kiddo that's got health issues, that takes precedence.
Salt Lake's air quality is expected to improve by the end of the week. Forecasted storms could bring current orange levels to green by Friday. Lee Hale, KUER News.